just so nice to live alone. I mean, I feel like, hey, Jesus as an example. I feel like Big Fatty living in my villa, except I don't live in a nice villa. I live in a bit of a crap hole. But, and I also don't have any gentleman callers. And I also don't have a sling. And I also don't attract hot people that are trying to get down my pants. So, okay, I'm totally nothing like Big Fatty. Who am I like? Oh, I love you, Alan. You're a good boy. Yeah, you're a good boy. I love you. Alan says, stop patting me and just let's keep walking. Okay, I'm like the old Brenda Boo, I guess. Living by myself, struggling to survive. Just making ends meet, living from paycheck to paycheck. Of course, we don't have checks in Australia, so it's kind of dumb to have that saying these days.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, I'm totally nothing like Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, this is episode 2208. I'm EFO for Thursday the 14th of July 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Little show.
Y'all, Dr. Stone is back and he's going to tell us about what he did all day on Hump Day. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Pralina's Big Fatty. What does that mean? Well, I think Dr. Stone's going to tell us. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, as I just mentioned, Dr. E. Pluribus, Opris,
thanks. Numto.
No, Dr. Numto is back with, poor Dr. Numto is back with us. And y'all, since we recorded yesterday, let's see, what did we do?
We went out to dinner, right?
Where did we go? We went to the Vietnamese place.
Right, we had pho.
It was a big old bowl of soup is basically what it was.
A bird bath size soup.
But we went and it was Dr. Stone and Veda and I, and y'all, we went during the happy hour, and Dr. Stone and Veda were worried they would be underdressed. Big Fatty, were they not wearing anything? No, that would be the only reason they'd be underdressed.
He was the one that was most worried about
that. But that's because Big Fatty put on long pants. Because, you know, the old people get cold.
That's true.
It was chilly in there, too.
I was comfortable.
Well, I know, but I'm old.
Right.
But y'all, we went during happy hour, and they had these specialty cocktails. They're normally $9. They were only $5. What did you get?
I got the ginger old fashioned.
Okay, and what is that? Is that kind of like a redheaded Vera?
I don't know what redheaded Vera is.
Ginger old fashioned.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
It's essentially an old fashioned. I think they had ginger in it.
Speaking of addressing the elephant in the room.
Hi, Vera.
Okay, y'all. We've been practicing that one. Okay. Y'all, we called the old gal from the Vedamobile.
But we're not sure if her mechanical.
Well, she didn't send a note saying that it hung up. So I don't know.
Okay.
But I had a.
Spritzer or something?
It was, I don't know what it was called, but it was Hendrix gin with a cucumber syrup or something like that, or cucumber tonic with lime in it, and then some shavings of cucumber. Y'all, it was good. It was real good, and the soup was good and plentiful.
Well, yeah, you took half of yours home with you.
I did, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'll never learn. I put the jalapenos in there, and y'all, they just about burned the hair out of my nose, which is good, you know. I mean, it is a beauty tip.
You are going to the Hara Hotel.
Well, there is true.
Spruce up.
And then we came back here, and what did we do? Oh, you got to watch the Great British Baking Show.
Right. They were making biscottis and cookies and things.
And what did you think of that?
I liked it. I think I enjoyed that episode because I like making cookies, and that's what they were doing. And, yeah.
So okay.
It was good.
All right. And they're making bread this week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, and I know you could be like Oprah. You know she loves bread.
I've heard she loves bread.
She loves bread. Y'all, I could barely keep my eyes open. And Dr. Stone, of course, he's still on a specific time. And but y'all, about 9:30 p.m. in the evening?
9:30, we went to the bed chambers.
I was wiped out. I don't know why, but I slept like a baby.
Does that mean you pooped the bed?
I'll put it this way. If I did, I would slept so soundly that I didn't know. Ugh. I did. Shall we go check?
No.
Granny, as we speak, Granny is over at the Horror Hotel. You're speaking of pooping the bed. He's already over at the Horror Hotel. Ooh, this is just, I hate the idea that he'll already be there when we arrive later today.
Well, what can you do?
No, you can't do a damn thing. I guess we could ask that he be removed from the premises. So, anyway, hump day morning, Big Fatty got up and made his coffee. Dr. Stone specifically requested no coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
I'd have to TT all day long on the road.
Right, and on the road? Oh, why were you on the road, Dr. Stone?
Well, Mr. Vader and I made a day trip over to Savannah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And why don't we just turn this over to you and you give us a little travel log?
Jesus, because it's not my show.
Well, I know, but I'm kind of hoping you'll do this. But speaking of addressing the elephant in the room,
hi Vera.
Okay. Anyway, if you would just talk about the trip to Savannah.
Well, you know, Mr. Vader said I'll be at the Fat Villa promptly at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. in the morning.
That's right.
Right.
And I think he got here promptly at 9:30.
Was it really that late?
Well, you know when the alarm system is sounded, right? Oh, okay. Well, I think he was late. Let's just say. Oh,
okay.
Was,
so about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. That's about right for Vader.
I think it was around 9:30.
Okay.
We got in the car and we stopped off at the Starbucks before we went. And so I did end up having coffee on the road, and I didn't have to TT until we got into Savannah.
Oh, thank goodness you saved the TT for Savannah. Because, y'all, if you ever go into Savannah, hold your TT till you get there. Benny!
Correct. And so we took a walk down River Street. Is that what it's River Street?
It is.
Okay. And went into the shops and stuff, and that's where I got the praline, which is the reason that they are pralines today.
Right!
That's what you said.
Right!
So we got...
Why did you decide to get pralines?
Well, we went into the candy store and they were giving out free samples.
Free samples?
And they had me at free sample.
Oh, well, there you have it, y'all.
So I got a chocolate praline and a original praline.
And did you have a preference as to which you like better?
I think the original one was the best.
Okay.
The chocolate was good, but
the chocolate was it almost was it was almost cakey.
Yeah, I brought it back to the villa here. So
yeah, and y'all, I just wanted a little bite, and I ate about half of each. So, and
there's still some more. Do you want some more?
Well, I may if it's still sitting there. Right. You know, if you're gonna have the sugar by DTs, you might as well. If you're gonna have a foot cut off, you might as well make it worthwhile.
Right.
Right. Speaking of the elephant in the room.
Hi, Vera.
Okay. So
we just basically walked all around Savannah in the historical district.
Now, could you give us a description of what you saw in the different shops while you were in Savannah?
Okay, there were, what do you call those, tourist t-shirts.
Yeah, the 6 for $10.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. There was lots of places that had women's clothing and jewelry.
Did you stop in there to pick up a little something pretty for the Horror Hotel?
No.
Okay, good.
There's lots of candy stores.
Candy? Uh-huh. We love the candies. Yeah. Did you see any C's candies?
No, they don't have C's candies.
Oh, well, there's no reason to even bring that up to the elephant in the room.
Oh, hi, Vera.
Okay.
Does she even listen to this?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll maybe. Find out. I think if she does, there'll be a posting on the Twitty of the diagram of the twat.
Oh God, I hate that.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
Speaking of the Tweety, there was a picture.
Yes.
There was a picture posted on the Tweety of you and Vader down there. Would you like to explain yourself in that picture?
Well, it was time for lunch after all that walking around. And we popped into this nice little pub called the Sixpence Pub.
Oh!
And had
ourselves... By the way, do you know how much sixpence is?
Well, sixpence would be 6 pennies, wouldn't it? I think...
Is it?
Well, yeah, isn't that...
Is a pence a penny?
I thought a pence was a penny.
Big Betty, we don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either, anyway.
We could ask Siri. Do you want to ask Siri?
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, Siri.
Wait a minute.
How much is 6 pence?
I'm listening.
How much is 6 pence?
Pants.
There's a Wikipedia article about penny. Would you like me to read it to you?
Sure.
Oh, God.
That's a topic for another
day
and another assistant.
Never mind.
All right, fuck off.
Siri doesn't know. still recording.
Anyway.
So I had the pot roast sandwich.
Oh!
And Mr. Vader had the corned beef sandwich. And we both, you'll be happy to know that we both had the mayonnaise-based coleslaw.
Oh, well, that sounds vile.
It was good, actually. And, okay. And I had the, well, we both had beers, but I had the 20-ounce beer.
Oh, okay.
Because I wasn't driving.
Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but you know that Drusilla Blomey? He lives up in the Columbia, which I don't know if you know this or not, but if the state of South Carolina was receiving an enema, it would be inserted... In Columbia.
It seems to me that a person that would have sat on my left-hand side at Jim and Nick's barbecue might have made a comment like that before, but I don't remember.
I don't recall that at all. But anyway, Drusilla Blomey's response to that picture is, hey, it's 9 a.m. somewhere.
would have been 9 a.m. back in St. Louis.
Right. I thought that was that was a good one. That was a good kerfuffle, Drusilla. By the way, you know he's bought a new house.
Has he?
Well, I don't know if it's new, but he has a house. So anyway. Oh, Lord, there's some sort of...
No power at the family Vader family compound. Also, no AC.
Oh. Okay.
But that's getting ahead of the story.
It is getting ahead of the story. But anyway, so you had your Yankee pot roast sandwich.
Right.
And your giant Vera size. Speaking of the elephant in the room.
Hi, Vera.
Your Vera-sized beer.
Right.
And then what?
Then we hoofed it around Savannah some more, and that's when the heat really got oppressive.
Oh.
It got to about 99 degrees, I believe.
Oh!
So we were stomping around there looking for something interesting to see, and after just more walking, we eventually went and said, it's time for ice cream.
Oh!
Oh, actually, no, I take that back. We went into the Paula Deen's store.
Oh!
And I got some...
Hey, y'all!
I got some gifties.
Oh,
what
kind of gifties did you get?
I got a salt and pepper shaker that's in the shape of a cube of butter.
Of course.
And then I got a Christmas ornament that's in the shape of a cube of butter.
Of course you did. Do you put up a Christmas tree?
I don't.
But okay, well, great.
I'm going to give the ornament to some friends.
Oh, okay. So. Hey, y'all.
And I'm going to keep the salt.
Does it say hey, y'all on it?
It does.
Of course it does.
Hey, y'all, it's butter. So right. we left that store, and I think that's when we decided it was time for ice cream.
Uh-huh. And this is not just any ice cream.
I forget the name of it. Was it Rupert's or something?
Isn't it the big gay ice cream shop?
But that's what we thought it was, but that's not the name.
Okay, maybe Larry's Ice Cream.
Yeah, it's called Larry's Ice Cream.
All right, Larry's Ice Cream. And what flavor? I didn't hear what flavors you got.
Oh, I had coconut.
Coconut?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Vader had the mint chocolate chip.
Okay. And was it an arm and a leg?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Okay, well, that's good. You just get one or two scoops?
Just one scoop in a cup.
Oh, in a cup. Ah, watching those carbs.
Here we are.
Carbs! and then you had had enough, and it was time to head on back to Charleston.
It's true. And okay. So the drive went pretty good. We missed all the traffic and stuff, and then just as we were coming back into town, kaboom.
Kaboom!
It was splash
and dash
time.
It was. Y'all, the rat should be here, because we had heavy thunderstorms come through the Villa neighborhood earlier earlier today, and y'all, the power went out. Mm-hmm. It's flickered a couple of times. Big Freddy, did you hit save? I have not hit save,
I'm not doing this again.
Okay, we're not doing it again. But anyway, you made it safely back here to the villa.
Yeah.
And what was the first thing you said when you walked in the door?
I said, Glovey, you got to call the maintenance people to sweep all these leaves and tree branches outside.
There are all these small little branches and everything. And y'all, the wind and the rain were blowing so hard, it soaked the cushions on the Chaz and the glider.
How many feet deep would you say that those cushions are undercover and the rain still came in?
I would say that's the front door was soaking wet.
Yeah, it was all wet on the front
door. I would say it's what, 10 feet?
I would say 10 feet, yeah.
10 to 12 feet?
So the rain blew sideways 10 feet in.
Right, and it was substantial rain because y'all had to drive through standing water on the roads and all, didn't you?
Right, we had to come, I don't know, some weird back road to get here.
Big Freddy, they came in the back way. How appropriate since you're going to the Horror Hotel. Speaking of the Horror Hotel, we're heading over there a little bit later today.
By the time people are hearing
right? Yes, Big Freddy, during the Cheerios. It'll be probably about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. We'll be hitting the road.
Okay.
And maybe a little earlier. Big Fatty's going to work the first half of the day. I'm going to leave right around noon and head up here to the villa. And Dr. Stone will be all packed. And I'm going to make you coffee. Okay. Thursday morning. So
we'll have to TT every.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Well, no, you can get the TT and you drink the coffee early, and then you be done TTing before we leave.
Okay.
Big Freddy. It's kind of. I'd rather you have to TT than crap your pants like Granny usually does when we're driving over.
Do you have one of his diapers with you?
No, I do not. Looking forward to the Horror Hotel. Is there anything? Anything you particularly are looking forward to on this trip?
I'm looking forward to lounging by the pool a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Drinking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And eating a little bit.
And, y'all, that's what... I noticed you didn't say socialize with Granny.
Oh, well.
Well, okay, he's not looking forward to that.
He'll
be on the toilet the entire time. But anyway, and y'all, this is the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. We're heading over there. And our friends Larry and Ralph, Big Freddy, why do you call them that? Because that's their names. They do a hootenanny.
They put it on themselves.
They do it first class, and it's just lovely. So we'll get a free hot dog out of the weekend, and okay, Gussie. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Dr. Stone, we're heading out to get a little seafood tonight.
Well, if we're going to seafood,
maybe.
I'm going to eat it.
Well, there you go. Speaking of addressing the elephant in the room.
Hi, Vera. Bye, Vera.
Bye, Vera. Okay. Poor Big Freddy. Poor Vera. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler and Scotty. If you were coming over there to the Horror Hotel for the Hot Dog Down a Hallway weekend, what's the first thing that you would tell folks that you met over there?
Okay, I'm totally nothing like Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, they love him to death. He's just like Granny, if he's not like
you.
You
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.